It's Calvin here from KixFM River Country, and we're talking to Dave Allen, co-owner of the Mighty Peace Golf Club, and that'll be our fourth stop for the golf tour. Very excited to go up there and play the course. I've been up there a couple times, of course. There's lots of good deals, and it's close by to Peace River. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Now, Dave, as I was saying, there's lots of reason to be going and golfing your course, not just for the golf tour, but what kind of deals do you have throughout the week?
Well, I mean the regular rates are fairly inexpensive when you compare around to some of the 18-hole courses in the region. Certainly, when you move further south too, I mean 18-hole rates are very expensive, but we've been able to keep them since we've taken over the course. This is our sixth season now, and we haven't changed the green fee rates at all. So for $40 for 18 holes is a very reasonable price.
Yes. And do you have like men's ladies nights? I know a lot of courses do that sort of stuff.
We do. We have men's nights that happen on the Monday night and the Thursday night, and then we have a ladies league that runs on the Tuesday nights.
What is your favorite hole on the course? I know there's 18 holes to choose from because you are an 18-hole course, which is kind of rare for the area. There's a lot of 9 holes, but
Yeah.
your favorite hole on the course to play?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I probably should get out more and play the course more, eh? Just too busy working. But I'd say my favorite hole is, I mean, I kind of like the par threes, but the number 11 hole on the back nine is actually a pretty little hole because it's treed in. It's got some mounding on the left, and then it's just a slightly around the corner a little bit to a very nice green. It's kind of a fun hole. So it's a par four, that's probably my favorite. But par five, the best green I like on the course is number 16. Number 16 has an amazing green. It's a large undulating green, lots of different pin placements and opportunities there. That's kind of a cool green to putt on.
What kind of practice facilities do you have there for people before they head off on the first tee?
We have good practice facilities. We have a putting and chipping green right by the clubhouse that they can use, and then just across the tracks to the south of the clubhouse there, we have a driving range facility that you can use any club on right up to driver and hit balls out into the range area.
And that's great for golfers, especially because, again, that's a rarity out here. Usually there's just a driving net or two at most of the courses in the area. So it's nice to get a few swings in before you head off the first tee box. You also have quite a big clubhouse. So I know there's a restaurant in there. I'll ask, what do you like best from the restaurant? And also, what would you recommend for anyone passing through 9 or coming off 18?
Yeah, the restaurant is it's a nice facility. It's a spacious lounge, lots of room for seating, and we've got, a picnic table area set up outside, especially with these warm days that people can sit outside and enjoy the day. But we have a fairly decent menu with lots of things like burgers and sandwiches and clubhouses. And I mean, our burgers are highly rated. A lot of people that have our burgers said that they're very good. Cheeseburgers, bacon cheeseburgers, all of that, fries, onion rings, cactus cut chips, all that kind of stuff for accessories. And the other one, I think clubhouses are pretty popular too, talking to the staff that we do sell a lot of clubhouses out of there as well.
And I know you have a decent sized pro shop. Of course, that's also where you go to check in to start your round of golf. But any interesting items in your pro shop?
I don't know. It's kind of just multifaceted. It has a little bit of everything, of course, that you need to go out golfing. It has obviously balls and tees and all the simple stuff. Golf gloves. We do sell lots of golf gloves. People are always seem to need new ones of those. We do carry shoes and apparel like rain gear and winter mitts and stuff like that for the later in the year when it cools off. We got lots of different clubs, putters and chipping irons, and this year we've picked up Callaway clubs, and we do offer the opportunity for golfers to go out and demo drivers and chipping clubs and irons and try them out and see if it's what would be good for them and their game. So it's good. We do have a wide mix of products for sure.
And that's, like you said, really good, especially as a golfer. You always got to be ready for the conditions or or even if you're just looking for a new club, always testing one out is a huge advantage rather than just looking at it and buying it. So that's great that your pro shop offers that. Now I will ask, I do want a little bit of help here because I do want to continue beating Damien on the tour. What kind of tips can you give someone who maybe might be golfing your course for the first time or just wants a little advantage out there? What kind of golf tips do you have?
Well, I mean, certainly on the front nine and a couple holes on the back nine there, you want to try to keep it in the fairway and out of the tree lines. Once you get off into the trees on some of the holes, it's costing you an extra shot to get out and back into play. So if you can keep it maybe club down, on some holes like number two, for example, if you hit driver off of that hole and you've got your right-handed golfer with a little bit of a fade on your ball, you may end up in the trees on the right side. So maybe only hit a 3 wood or a 4 wood down. It's not a long par four. So if you can keep one in play down the fairway and then have an iron shot into the green, it might save you a stroke on that hole. So things like that.
I'll keep that in mind. So hopefully I can, like I said, continue beating Damien on the golf tour. I'm sure he's going to get frustrated by that. And I guess my last question would be, what kind of events do you have coming up? Any tournaments going on in late July, early August, maybe September?
Yeah, there's always events going on. We didn't do as really a lot of events, or certainly not the larger events when we had the COVID restrictions on, but now that things have opened up a little more, we do have, and it's a mix. We get some small events, we get some corporate events where the people they're coming out with 24 to 30 people kind of thing, and they really don't tie up the course. It's nice having the 18 holes so we can put them out on the front nine or the back nine, and then there's still open golf for everybody else. We do have some bigger tournaments coming up too. We've got a fundraising tournament for the Grimshaw Curling Club. They're doing a scramble on August 7th, which is a Saturday, and they're open up for teams to register for that, and they're doing a fundraiser for their ice plant there. We do have another, like a two-man four-ball event. We had a few of those type of little cash scrambles last year, and we're going to start with our first one again this year on July 25th, which is a Sunday, so people can call the clubhouse to sign up for that. And it's lots of fun, and it's fairly inexpensive, and because we set it up into four divisions, anybody of any caliber can really win a little bit of money back in that event. They don't have to be the elite golfer to do well in that. We've got the Chamber of Commerce comes around in September, and they have a fun event on a Friday with all the businesses and people from Peace River Chamber of Commerce. So yeah, there's lots of stuff coming, and we have Friday night couples nights that are always popular. We do get good turnouts for those. We have another one tonight actually, and it's the old wing and string. So couples go out and they play a little scramble format, and they can each get to throw the ball once, so that's their wing, and then they get a piece of string about 6 feet long that they can use to say that they made putts on the greens, and it helps their score out that way. So it's just kind of a fun little event. We do stuff like that usually every 3 or 4 weeks. We'll have another Friday night couples night, so we post those on Facebook and notify the membership when those are coming. So and they're open to anybody that wants to come out and play in them, and we usually get about 20 teams on those nights, so lots of fun.
And it does sound really fun, especially how you say most of these events are all inclusive, like really include any skill level. You don't have to be scared if you only pick up your clubs once or twice a year, and that's a really good thing, especially tournaments wise. I know a lot of people are scared to enter tournaments just because they think they have to be a scratch golfer, but when you have those different divisions, it really helps. Anyways, thank you very much, Dave. Very excited to come golf the Mighty Peace for our fourth stop on the Kicks FM River Country Golf Tour. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.